Friday, people. Kill Radio. What's new in the world? It's time for Cine Mornings. Cody Wyoming in here. Got one big track for you. We'll get started with something very special for the January osmosis into hell land that is the countdown to the apocalypse. Welcome to Cine Mornings. Thank you for tuning in. And let's hear some Pixies. Fitting that that is the Pixies off Planet of Sound, Evil Hearted You. What do you think that means on the 21st of January 2005? Welcome, friends. Fuck off, enemies. Stop on by, lovers. This is Cine Mornings. Fuck cinema. It's over. It's dead. I'm so gonna just puke on whatever comes my way next. Oh, look, it's another remake of crap. Oh, look, in Des Moines, they love it. Oh, look, what is this shit, you know? 300 million people, not one creative thought in them.
Oh, let's elect the same guy again. It's not a big deal. My cousin's in Iraq. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Jesus, fuck me. Why don't you just... Anyway, there is no movie today because, as I've said before, this whole thing is bigger than your own personal little enjoyment. I think I'll tune in and tune out. It's not going to happen, kids. I'm pissed and I don't effing care. Oh, the FCC's going to come get my internet transmitter.
They're triangulating on my DSL line. Beep, beep, bleep, 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 bleep. Pinging me.
Shit. That's what I know about computers.
Ping. Ping.
If you got something to say, yell it out the window. Don't tell me. I don't care. I quit. That's how I work. I work best under pressure, such as... I quit, and I'm walking out. Now, what did you need? Oh, shit. Right. Let me give you my phone number. 213-252-0998, if you really have to say something. And if you feel like typing it, you can go to the damn AOL, God forsake me, fucking internet, my fucking IM messenger. And I'll be on there, maybe, sarcastically later. But at least it's not snowing today here. And yeah. Was Nancy there yesterday? I don't know. What are we going to do about this whole thing? Oh, let's just play something else. We're going to get into more news analysis and political revolution later. Thank you.
Quiet, please. Performance in progress. Quiet, please. Quiet, please. Performance in progress. Quiet, please. Performance in progress.
When the big picture shrinks to a blur, the spectator of its ritual, presented alone in a perfect room. No decisions that lay to the artist's visuals are formed. No separation. Positions. No positions. Above the black. Project sound bites. Never mind a world that can't see past brutality. Answers to any of the gas. Live gestures. A constant of the news. As weapons.
The big story began in a together breath, the small story raised the ceiling. Laugh bouncing up like a quick ball, squeal with hands on her face. His mouth twisting around words in a revolutionary caress. They pissed on the world in diverse colors, constantly pulling down the blinds as an homage to blood and scratches and unbuttoned blouses. There was no mortal sin. There were only small sensations in their fingertips, and this they used as a ticket into some sort of love. Skin touching soft soap skin. Love stained with rosy crucifixes and Bulgarian choirs chanting in a mezzosa. Her stomach a fallen arch of her mother's desire. Sleeves of this fastidiously ironed shirt dangling around boomerang wrists. They could never really believe that those eyes and that voice could go in the same package. Breath like parentheses, eyes like asterisks, a cunt like a question mark. Knowing all along that hate was the equilibrium to hurt. All they needed was small bubbles of time to caress stale wounds. A few kicks, a realization that no, God is not dead, and an investigation of their heart's content. This was what finally blew the fuse. In December, she decided that all was not lost in her face.
Hey, we're wire. Kiss my ass, liar. Give me nightmares. Fuck all slime. Yeah, why don't you go sniff out a car bomb? Yeah, yeah. Of course, what the fuck are you gonna do now? Sweet, sweet jealousy. You might be looking all right, but you ain't hard power. Your eyes are empty. Fuck 'em. Screw for this pan. Sell your muscle.
People per mile. Surveillance. Transporting the herd. Considerable distance. Into rooms, cement buildings, exciting the mob with raunchy yelling, loudspeakers roar, mass intoxication, the crowd. Stiletto nose, bomb bellies, brain thrilled pilot tears, camouflage, abstract landscapes, no. Twice the speed of sound, microsecond death.
Horns honk that are too loud for ambient music. From my window, men in gazpacho suits watch telephone booths looking like they are waiting to cop. I gaze at the Polaroid of the noonday rush from five different stories. Good night, nitrate, I say to scribbles of streetlights on my ceiling. Night makes me want to conquer worlds. The most romantic times are these alone, thinking about other romantic times past or beckoning. All I would like to say is simply this. The night is young. I am alive. Hello.
The genius. Huh?
Shoot on ya!
Scam ya!
Yeah.
Ready ya!
Yeah.
Feed ya! Smell war, baby! Smell war, baby!
Smell war, baby, baby!
Yeah! Yeah! Spell
war!
And the dunk of pain. Sinister dazzles.
Yeah!
Sways
yeah!
No puke. The inside fakes.
Yeah!
Do you want your medals? Spell war!
Get some sounds patched in from
Guantanamo Bay.
Whoops!
Whoops! Bad luck.
No more fiddles. No more fiddles.
But I'm walking killers. Mutilate!
It's not too late, friends. You're still alive. There's things you can do. There's things you don't have to do. He's saying, fuck war, fuck war, fuck war, fuck war. Of course, I've been known to exaggerate these things before. No more fucking war.
Fuck the pain.
To enjoy the many blessings you have bestowed on this nation.
Grateful people of America.
We are grateful for your vision, which is
thank you, God,
to create this democratic experiment.
Yes, this experiment failed.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, God.
We are grateful to you that you have brought to these shores a multitude of peoples of many ethnic, religious, and language backgrounds.
Yes.
And yet have fashioned one nation out of so many cultures and traditions. Even as we celebrate our this great moment, we remember before you the members of our armed forces.
Yes. We remember our soldiers, for they are out there, laying waste to the desert, the people of the desert, and those non-Christians who should dare go against God.
We send our soldiers through the black, black night in their war machines
to carry out their duties, encouraged to face the perils which beset them,
and to pillage and rape and lay waste.
Even as we celebrate our this great moment, we remember before you the members of our armed forces. We commend them to your care.
To your care, God.
Give them courage to carry out their duties.
Give them
courage
the
to face the perils which beset them.
Knife.
And grant them always a sense of your presence in all that they do.
Yes. Give them.
Finally today.
The deluded. Unvanquishable. Prescience. Whereby they will execute your will, O God.
We are especially grateful for this inauguration, which marks a new beginning in our journey as a people and a nation.
A people and a nation. Christian, united. To liberate the world from all who should think other than ours.
We pray that you will shower the elected leaders of this land, and especially George, our president, and Richard, our vice president, with your life-giving spirit.
Yes, God.
Fill them with the love of truth and righteousness, that they may serve you and this nation.
Hold on. I believe this guy, he's talking about the love of truth. Love of truth. Oh, help me, God.
And glad to do your will. Endow their hearts with your spirit of wisdom, that they may lead us in renewing the ties of mutual respect which form our civic life, so that peace may prevail with righteousness and justice with order. We pray that you will strengthen their resolve as they lead our nation seeking to serve you in this world, that this good and generous country may be a blessing to the nations of the world.
Yes, be a blessing to the nations of the world.
May they lead us to become, in the words of Martin Luther King, members of a beloved community, loving our neighbors as ourselves, so that all of us may more closely come to fulfill the promise of our founding fathers, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All this we ask in your most holy name. Amen.
Amen, God. You are our man. Man among men. God among kings. What is this shit? You know, it used to be the inauguration. I'm pretty sure it was renamed and we didn't notice it. The coronation. I got the door barricaded. They're not going to get me this time. So I think it's the only way we're going to get by. But what do you do? You know? It may be, just maybe, out of control. And, let's pray. Let us pray. To me, I pray yes, I pray we live through the night every day. Bang, bang. And then maybe coming up in the next little bit, we are going to get into the rest of the inauguration words, whatever they were. In the background, we have Get Your Kicks, Get Your Tickets. I can't say the name of this band. They're from Canada. I think they're from Ontario, Ottawa, or something. I don't know. Get Your Ticks. 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 Requests are on the AOL chat at blah 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 radio station, kill radio station, something or other. I don't know. Look it up. Bennett has left the building.
boxes.
Unfortunately, that means no more lesbians on ecstasy. Although, why the hell not? She might be more fun than the coronation anyway. And will Prince William stop doing ecstasy himself? I don't know. Am I psychic? You guys are so impossible sometimes. Let's get it on.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, the Honorable William H. Rehnquist.
Why? Now, you understand why the audio was so bad on this, right? Because he had a tracheotomy, so he's got to talk through the hole in his throat. That might be a little exaggeration, but...
We have not seen William Rehnquist since the fall. He's had a... an operation. He's been battling thyroid cancer.
Damn.
He wanted to be here.
Damn.
And he has succeeded.
You know, he's a man who loves history, has written about history, so I'm sure that's why being here at this moment meant even more to him than it might have to another Supreme Court Chief Justice.
He's coming off an aggressive course of chemotherapy.
You gotta wonder, you know? What the fuck do these people know about what a Supreme Court justice thinks about and cares about?
I'm Brian Williams, exclusively broadcasting to Kill Radio.
I'm Richard Cheney, to solemnly swear.
Ah!
I will defend and support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States
against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Don't have any mental capacity, but that's okay.
Or purpose of evasion.
That I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of my office.
And I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
Discharge, baby, discharge.
On which I'm about to enter, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Okay, so, according to that thing, Dick Cheney has taken the oath. He has promised to uphold the Constitution and faithfully discharge the duties of the office. Office of Vice President. Some more. Fuck. 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 I don't know. We're going to hear lots of Fortunate Son today.
It
gives me great pleasure to introduce the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, the Honorable William H. Rehnquist, who will administer the presidential oath of office. Justice Rehnquist.
Can you raise your right hand, Mr. President, and repeat after me? I, George Walker Bush.
I, George Walker Bush.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
All the prisoners held on death row, as I pray upon this Bible,
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And I will smoke reefer in the bowling alley of the White House of the President's office.
To the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
End the war on drugs and increase importation of said drugs from Latin America.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend what we call the American right to drive around as we will. Within the guidelines of the speed limits and local driving rules.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution.
My daughter's rights to party like it's 1999.
Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Shall be burned on these steps on this day as Patriot Act 3 is enacted.
So help me God.
So help me God.
With God on my side, we shall prevail.
Congratulations.
Yes. Amen, slam dunk, and a touchdown to you, John Madden. Thank you very much. Dun, 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 dun. Please, kill me now. You're listening to Kill Radio. This is Cinema Mornings. We have no movie today. We are involved in live theater of world events. Not just entertainment, it's also subversive.
Of the United States, the Honorable George W.
King. The third king incarnated George of America. All hail the king.
So, Bush.
You notice how nobody really clapped yesterday at all for anything? Morning.
We're in the land. We're in the land of Abbott and Costello, the Three Stooges, and Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan. I live in America. I want an election. Terminator to run up for governor
again,
and then we'll make him the king of our country.
Won't that be nice?
Watch.
End on our quest for imperialism throughout the world and liberty for all. I draft you, Mr. Terminator, to lead us through the dark.
Great. Can you see the day? I rue the day.
You don't like going to corporate sponsored parties?
You fool.
This is the best kind. That's where you get the free shit.
It's all about the goodie bag, folks. You gotta have a good goodie bag.
Those on our side, and those evildoers who are not on our side. Let us clear this country of any doubt that those who are not on our side are not welcome. They should excuse themselves, feel free, leave this great land, which has given so much freedom to dissidents.
political obstructionists, and even two communists in its great time. Its 223-year history. But that's of no consequence to you. You're not interested in those two people with dissenting voices, opinions that don't count. You'd like to take away your liberty.
I compounded. I have all the time I need.